This is the BBC.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast on Bumbleo Wednesday. More people modelling themselves on celebrities. Bangers, I've got a show and tell. And I also have a brand new fantasy football team. Who'd have thought it? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. All right, Chris.
All right.
Absolutely soaked on the way here.
Mm.
Oh. But I know some of Scotland has beautiful weather today. Loads of people like tweeting pictures of beautiful beaches in Scotland today that they're at.
Grimmy was talking to Professor Brian Cox, I think like last week or the week before, about rain. And it's really stuck in my head, this question as to whether if you run in the rain, you get less wet. So, if you know, I was running to the train station this morning. I couldn't work out if I was going to get less wet by running or walking.
I know what you mean.
And he couldn't answer it. And it's bugged me ever since Grimmy and him were talking about that.
Well, if Prof Brian Cox can't answer it, then no one can.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Coming up, I've got my new favourite thing on the internet, which I want to share with you. A little show and tell. I brought something to the class to show everyone. That's coming up real soon. Also, we're going to go back to what we were talking about yesterday, which is when you modelled yourself when you were younger on a certain pop star or famous person. Bangers at 2:40, 2-0 to me. What are you going to do?
I know, and you shouldn't have won yesterday. That was an absolute robbery.
That was a good track, Alina George.
Oh, come on. Shouldn't have beaten Plan B, though.
I did see you asking one of the team what your banger was today, because you'd forgotten it. Obviously, we do pick them in advance. So obviously I can tell that you're worried, because otherwise why would you be asking?
Oh, I need to win today as well.
Is it good enough?
I need to win today to still be in it for the week.
And we're going
to
Bumbleo just after 2. Now music from Alt-J. This is Dead Crush on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let me just do a little show and tell for you now. I've got something which I've been saying it for a while, but it's my new favourite thing to say, like a new phrase. You know I love a little catchphrase.
You do, and then it just sort of takes over your life. So we'll be on nights out and you'll be saying this thing.
Yeah.
Previously it's been gas.
Yeah.
Or go on pigs. That was another one for quite a while. Although I said that in the lift the other day. You were with me. Do you remember? It was really busy. I said, push them along, Tony.
Push them along, Tony. Go on, pigs.
Kind of an odd moment. But really this new one, you were saying all over the weekend.
Yeah. So it's my new favourite lady. And her name is Maxine Waters. And she's in Congress in California. Now, don't get too bogged down in what this debate is about. But basically, she's asking a man to answer her question, and he keeps kind of going off topic and swerving her question, and she is not in the mood for it, honey. Listen to how she completely shuts this guy down. She is taking full control in the best way. Listen to this.
Let me just say that the Department of Treasury has cooperated extensively with the Senate Intel Committee, with the House
Reclaiming
Intel
my
Committee,
time. Reclaiming
with the Senate
my time.
Judiciary
Reclaiming
Committee.
My time.
Okay.
Reclaiming
Matter of fact,
my time.
Mr. Secretary, the time belongs to the gentlelady from California.
She's not taking any of it.
But it's not even saying it once, is it?
You're wasting my time, so therefore I'm reclaiming it. Here is Maxine Waters explaining exactly what she means.
When you're on my time, I can reclaim it. He left that out, so I'm reclaiming my time. Please, will you respond to the question?
Once more, please. Come on.
Let me just say that the Department of Treasury has cooperated extensively with the Senate Intel Committee, with the House
Reclaiming
Intel
my time.
Committee,
with the
Senate
time.
Judiciary
Reclaiming
Committee.
My time.
Now, I'm going to... I've been saying this quite a lot on Nights Out recently, haven't I?
Yeah, well, whenever I start talking and it's something you kind of are bored of or don't want to hear, you start
Reclaiming
saying
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah, but where it gets annoying is, let's just say after a couple of drinks, you get... You do it more.
Reclaiming my time.
Way more than you should be doing it.
So I'll
be midway talking about, I don't know, maybe about the football or how excited I am
Reclaiming
about the football season
time.
Starting. And then this starts to happen.
Reclaiming my time.
And it's very annoying.
It's my favourite.
But I found myself saying it as well. It's the new one, isn't it?
It is the new
Reclaiming
one.
Reclaiming my time.
So if you start wasting my time, I can reclaim it.
I know. And you'll do it just by constantly talking over
Reclaiming
the top of it.
Reclaiming my time.
Yes, I will. I mean, it could get annoying.
Yeah,
Reclaiming
well,
my time.
Yeah, fine. But I would rather
Reclaiming
that...
Reclaiming my time.
Maybe we do it between
Reclaiming
set times
time.
On the show.
Reclaiming my time. Okay. Reclaiming my time.
This is... Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
yeah, we can harmonise, yeah.
You did say it was Simon Cowell's new band, which doesn't make it sound like Simon Cowell's in the band.
No, he's not in it, no.
That would be awesome. No. I mean, that changes everything. Look, well,
it's four teenagers, so he would kind of stick out.
A couple of people have mentioned it. That's actual Simon Cowell singing.
No, I mean, he's put them together. They're his project. Pretty much, they call That's Would You Mind on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
We talked a bit about this yesterday. Someone that I know in school was desperate to be Olly Murs when he first came on X Factor. With the trilby and that, like, all he wanted at school was to be recognised as Olly Murs. I think a lot of us have had these, like, celebrity-style icons growing up, someone you are obsessed with so much, you kind of want to be them, and you act like them, and you dress like them. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, and you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, you?
Yeah.
What did you want to be?
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yes. Good choice, though.
Unfortunately.
How old were you then?
About 12.
Understandable at 12.
I think a lot of people were being Avril Lavigne at one point, just because she was like typical emo, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And what did you do to embody the spirit of Avril Lavigne?
So I used to wear her stripy socks, the black cargo trousers, and her like school tie, and like, you know, the heavy eye makeup she used to wear.
Yeah.
And were you wearing the school tie outside of school?
Yeah. And I bought a skateboard, like a cheap one from Argos. But the funny thing was, I couldn't skate.
Yeah, I did the same, actually.
No, you didn't.
I had a skateboard that I couldn't skate.
Was that your Avril Lavigne phase?
No, I told you yesterday, I used to pretend to be the lead singer of Alien Ant Farm. but I did have a skateboard at one point. I couldn't do it.
No,
and I did try.
Alex, who was your obsession?
Marcus Mumford, of all people. Pretty niche one.
What?
He's a great-looking guy, what can you say?
Right, so how old were you then?
Must have been 16, 17, there or thereabouts.
And how did you make yourself look like Marcus Mumford?
Well, they went through the whole sort of folky phase back in like 2012, 2013. So they were wearing lots of tweeds, sort of collarless shirts, that sort of thing.
Oh, the collarless shirt, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what it was called for ages. I was desperately searching for this sort of shirt. I was like, I need to look like him.
I'm looking at a 2012 picture of Marcus Mumford right now, Scott. It's not really a style as such. It's just it's an open shirt.
But there's more to it than that. It's, you know, the hair, your facial hair, you got that sort of patchy moustache and patchy goatee.
But did you go for him because you thought it might make you more, say, I don't know, successful with the ladies or something?
Well, it didn't have that desired effect, so I probably didn't work very well in hindsight. But yeah, I thought he was the best dressed of the lot. I mean, Winston, the guy on guitar, I remember reading an article in GQ or something, and he got voted like the worst dressed man in the UK, so I thought probably best not to base myself on him. So Marcus is sort of the natural choice.
Paul, now you've got a good one, haven't you?
I suppose so.
So you're from Wigan and you're 28 and you wanted to be...
Ben Adams from A1.
Yes!
Oh, the lead singer of A1.
Yeah, that was me. I was Ben Adams for a while.
That's Ben Adams of Curtains, isn't it, Scott?
Yes.
Why him?
I don't know, it was sort of like a friendship bond. Me and a friend of mine were both going to do it, unfortunately.
What, so you're both Ben Adams?
No, his mum didn't let him, so he pulled out at last minute.
His mum didn't let him?
No.
Did you start some kind of school trend with the Curtains?
I like to think so, yeah. There was a lot of people in my school that had the Curtains around that time.
Yeah, after you, though.
After me, yeah, I was definitely the first. Mm.
But also, he was the lead singer, and that's who you want to be, really.
That's it. No one wants to be in background, do they?
No one wants to be Paul, do they?
Which one's Paul?
I seem to remember Chris being quite a fan of A1 as well.
I actually was.
Did I make that up?
No, you're not making that up at all. I've previously said that Caught in the Middle by A1 is one of the greatest songs of that kind of time.
Well, let's find out. Hang on. Oh, God. That's so good. Then now...
This is a good song.
I think it was better at the time.
No, I disagree. Totally disagree. This is a classic example of the type of song where if it was released now, would be huge.
It wouldn't.
Huge.
Listen to it, and it's really dated. It's just not modern sounding at all.
I know you. If this came out now and it was a new pop group or something, you'd be going, oh, Chris, they're going to be the next big thing, great pop group.
No, I wouldn't.
Would though.
I did at the time, no doubt.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we got some more people who had definite celebrity style icons people they could not live without. They studied their every move, their every look. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Tonight, Kat, I'm going to be who?
Hayley Williams from Paramore.
Hayley Williams from Paramore. Loads of girls went through this phase and probably still do.
Yeah, I probably took it a bit far. I dyed my hair. Tried to dye it bright red, yeah. But it went orange. Iron brew colour.
Oh, iron brew colour. How Scottish
yeah.
of you.
Yeah. And my boyfriend at the time told me that I needed to bleach it blonde first. Me and my mum bleached my hair in my bathroom, dyed it red, and it went bright orange. It was awful.
I think I know exactly the colour. You know when you go to Scottish souvenir shops and they have those flat caps, tartan flat caps, right?
Uh-huh.
You must have seen these with all the orange hair attached to it, but like coming out the side.
Yeah.
That colour.
That's pretty accurate.
Do you still love Hayley?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Not as much as I used to.
Hayley Williams has gone orange as well.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
At one point. Mm. So she must have had a similar kind of problem. Her mum must have dyed her hair blonde and tried to go red.
It was supposed to go red, Hayley. I'm sorry. Don't know why her mum's from Wigan. Alice, who was your pop star obsession?
I loved Kesha when I was 15.
How old are you now?
21.
Okay, tell me what you did.
So I used to put loads of salt spray in my hair and sleep with it. So I used to wake up with the biggest blonde bed hair in the world. No offence, Kesha, I loved it and still do. I used to put glitter all over my eyes, used to watch makeup tutorials. So I had black makeup all around my face. I used to wear ripped clothes. I just idolised her, basically.
How long for?
Probably about a year. And then what was really bad was I finally got tickets to go and see her in concert. And then my mum said I couldn't go.
Why?
Because I was too young.
Oh, yeah, fair play.
What's what's a salt spray, Scott?
I'll let Alice tell you.
It's just like stuff you put in your hair and it makes it all ratty.
People want that, do they?
Yeah, but if you want to look like Kesha, I mean, her hair was always a bit of a mess.
Oh.
We used to have Kesha a lot on this show, but she became a friend of the show for a long time. And I seem to remember you kissing her on the forehead when she came in to see us.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Do you remember we went through a phase of trying to make it less awkward when guests arrive in the studio? Because sometimes you don't know whether to do, say, one kiss on the cheek, two kiss on the cheek, a handshake, some kind of super cool handshake.
So just go straight for the forehead instead.
So I thought, just take control, go straight to the forehead.
They don't know what's going on.
It's done, and people loved it.
Does that make you a bit jealous, Alice?
Yeah, very.
When did the Kesha-ness sort of fade away?
The hair stayed for a while, but I kind of got out of all the makeup and the glitter.
Maxine, please tell me who you starred yourself on.
No Fielding.
Okay.
I just think I was a different person back then. I don't remember doing it, but I think it just happened, didn't it?
Why do you think it was Noel Fielding?
Well, he looked kind of girly, and I'm really gay now, and I think I fancied him because he looked a bit like a woman.
quote of the show.
That's amazing.
I'm really gay now. But you did, so you fancied him a bit.
Yeah, and then I just, I used to walk around Topshop with my one of my closest friends, and we used to point at things and say, "Oh, is that Noel-y? Would Noel wear that?
Oh,
do you think Noel
would
wear that?
Yeah, what would Noel do? Sort of thing.
Yeah, literally, I could have had a wristband with that on it. and then I also used to clean a hairdresser back then. I was 13, and it was shut when we cleaned it, so I used to just get all the scissors and all the products and just cut my hair, willy nilly, really choppy layers, and I looked like a crazy Mexican alpaca farmer. I'd walk around with cowboy boots and a poncho.
You need to write a book.
I really do.
Best call ever.
Scott Mills.
Midweek. So let's have a little celebration, shall we?
I want you to stuff me like you stuff your crust.
What is that pizza chat you had?
Yeah. About pizza.
Hi, I'm Anne Hegarty, the governess from The Chase, and I'm DJing in Ibiza this weekend with Danny Howard.
Didn't happen.
Reclaiming my time.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig.
Reclaiming my time.
Oh, again.
Here's the Wealdstone Raiders speaking to David Guetta.
David Guetta?
Yeah.
I don't need to say it to him. Everybody knows he's got no friends. He doesn't need me to say it, does he?
Don't say that to David Guetta.
When you're on my time, I can reclaim it. He left that out, so I'm reclaiming my time. Please, will you respond to the question?
Do you know what I'm like?
What?
I'm like a polar bear.
What's that then?
I don't know, but sometimes I feel like I'm a polar bear. Do you like polar bears?
Love polar bears.
Of course you do. Because I'm a polar bear.
Top bants there from Love Island.
Reclaiming my time. Bambolea, bambolea.
Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Come on then, where are you? Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Wow, people have been really quick today. You must need this. Andy is bumbling his barriers off, setting up Tarland's show in Aberdeenshire. I'm bumbling my lovely chest off in the rain, says Natalie off Bedford. All right, Natalie.
Richard bumbling right now, and I say this one every week, Scott, and I think I get the name of it wrong. Is it Quadring?
I think it's Quadring.
Quadring. Richard bumbling in Quadring. I'm sure I've probably said it wrong.
He's just had a beefy broth.
Yeah, yes, that's one.
Going all out for James in Birmingham's last bumbleo as a single man. He gets married on Friday. That's Alex off of Rushton. And Liam in Morecambe is reclaiming his time of the amount of times reclaiming my time was in the gap today.
Reclaiming my time.
Bumbleoing in the Cheddar Gorge. Oh, I went there off of a school trip. That's Noski and Riley. Then we've got Jack and Sarah in York saying textbook gap, but fine. Bumbling our burgers off, so I think they're working in some kind of burger joint. Bumbling in Darbados, that's Derby to outsiders. That's Ben from Derby. Bumbleia, bumbleia. Bumbling my hair off in the hairdressers, that's Kelly. Bumbling my meat and two veg off, that's Davey in Scotland. Good, okay. Here's the claps.
Clappy bits.
Let's go! Bumbling my chef whites off, that's Gary the chef on the Isle of Wight. I needed this, bring on the weekend, says Matty H. Bumbling in his tractor.
Shout to Ricky right now, bumbling in the van with his brother. Ricky and Jack.
Matthew, somewhere in Northern Ireland, he doesn't know where, at work. Zoe, Claire, bumbling their heads off in the car on the way to work, looking forward to the weekend. And that'll do it.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And this is the part of the show where we say hello to Dan. Hello.
Now then, how's things? How's it going?
Yeah, all good, thank you. Where are you at the moment?
I've just stopped, just pulled over off the A1 at the moment in my truck.
Okay. Now, which banger's choice do you normally go with, Dan?
A bit of a mixed bag, but predominantly yourself.
Ah, excellent. No one ever says that. And do you listen to us in your truck every day?
If I finish later on, like now, then yes, I do, yes.
Okay. What part of the country are you in at the moment? Because you must go all over.
At the moment, I am at Junction 47, which is the Leeds Bradford Airport turnoff.
Off the M62 there.
It's very specific.
Here's M62.
Off the A1.
Oh, A1, I'm sorry. Okay, my bad. I should have known that.
Should have known that, really,
yeah,
Mills.
Should have known that. I know my A roads and my M roads. Okay, right, so this is what I've got for you today, Dan. How do you fancy a bit of Fancy by Iggy Azalea and Charlie Sex, S-E-X?
How do you like them eggs, Dan?
S-E-X.
Yeah? Not too bad.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Mixed bag there.
Okay, Dan, you can have my choice today, which is this. This is the Vaccines teenage icon. I need to win today, though, Dan. I need you to pick me. Otherwise, the whole week goes to Scott.
Well,
that's an absolute no-brainer.
Well, it's a no-brainer.
You just do what you want.
Yeah. Scott all day long. That's yours is much better than that.
Whose is?
Scott, you would definitely won that one, without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, okay. Do you want to reclaim your time?
Reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time on that one, Mills. Reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time.
It was a robbery.
Oh, here come the wavy police.
I actually don't know what happened there. I kind of feel weird off that bangers, actually. I mean, you've won the week, but it's not in style.
Don't know what's happening for you at the moment.
Just having a mare this week. You have these weeks occasionally.
To be fair, I really thought he was going to... Oh, here they come.
That sounds more
the
like...
A1.
That sounds more like, you know...
War.
Different...
Not ideal at the moment. Anyway, so I've won the week on bangers, so good for me.
Scott Mills.
Can somebody please check on Radio 1's Phil Taggart and make sure he's okay, please?
Why?
Something you spotted earlier, which you told me about, which I want to play now.
Oh, yes, this was very odd.
So Phil Taggart was in for Annie Mack on her show last night because she was probably still in Ibiza. And then he came in, Phil came in to talk about Annie's show, which he did last night. He came into Clara's show earlier. And you heard this in the office.
Mm.
Listen, please, to what Phil Taggart calls Annie Mack on Clara Amfo's show earlier.
Normal services resumed from 7 p.m. tonight. Annie Mack, the Duchess, is back in the seat.
Now, what's that, please?
This is why I wanted to bring it up. I wasn't aware this was Annie Mack's nickname.
The Duchess?
Have you been calling her it?
No, never.
So is this something Phil's trying to introduce?
I don't know. Is he trying to make it a thing? Annie, the Duchess Mack.
Annie Mack, the Duchess.
Oh, sorry, Annie Mack, the Duchess.
Normal services resumed from 7 p.m. tonight. Annie Mack, the Duchess, is back in the seat.
What's he talking about, Phil?
It's like he's making her sound like a new chaser.
Yeah.
On the chase. It could be her name.
Just never heard her call that before. I just don't know how she'll feel about that.
Annie Mack, the Duchess.
This is BBC Radio
1. Scott, every year you say you're going to get involved in fantasy football, and you never do.
I don't really get what to do, that's why.
No, and I understand that. And also, there's a lot of maintenance with it because you have to select the team every week that will most likely start, the team that will get you the most points. The aim is that you beat everyone else in the UK on fantasy football.
There will be other people listening that don't understand it as well. So what actually is it?
So it's a competition for football fans where you select your team of the week, basically. You can select anyone in the Premier League, and then depending on how they do in real life, at the weekend when they play football, that sort of determines how your fantasy football team does.
Excellent. So you sent me this task of making a fantasy football team, didn't you?
Yeah, because every season I find that I get really into the football season and you sort of keep an eye on it, but I really think this will help you get more involved. And I've always thought this would be a good idea, but the problem is we only ever think of this towards the end of the season.
Thing is, with this task, I did kind of run out of time, having quite a busy week, so I was about that. So I completely handed over the task to Chris. But I do now have a fantasy football team.
You do. I'm keen to see how well you do compared to everyone else that will be listening right now who takes part in fantasy football and does it really seriously.
Obviously, I don't know any players in football, really. So Chris picked up this task for me this morning. I didn't have time. So Chris has done it.
Yeah.
But my instructions to him were to find the fittest football players in the Premier League.
So here's the situation. Scott has agreed to do fantasy football, but only if he has the best looking fantasy football team out there.
Uh-huh.
So I've spent today trying to work out what he means by that, interpret it and turn it into a fantasy football team. And I think I've done it. Now, I don't think you're going to know many of these players on here.
No, but they are a good-looking bunch.
They're a fantastic-looking team. I would defy anyone.
Best-looking football team in the world, mate.
I would say that no one else will have as good-looking fantasy football team. The problem is, technically, some of the players you've chosen are, say, like the substitute goalkeeper or players that are injured.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter because I'm intrigued to see how well you do with your sexy fantasy football team compared to everyone that is taking this really seriously.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how good these people are, but to look at, if I'm being really shallow, it's all good.
And that's what I mean. And that's why I now know that you're really interested in watching the football at the weekend and getting involved. And now we can chat about things and you're going to learn new players' names. And that's fantastic.
And the name of the club is Yas FC.
Yep.
Club fit.
What we've done, Scott, is I've selected the team. And it's quite hard because you get a certain budget and you need to select goalkeepers, defenders, midfielders and attackers. You can't have more than three from one team. And yeah, there is a budget. And we've managed to get this team in on that budget.
Is this a bit like the football version of Monopoly?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's we'll like go a, along
a,
with it.
It's just, a game.
Because I just want to keep your enthusiasm up with it.
Yeah.
Now, Josie, who works on the show, has taken what I have set up as the team, and I've only got the team names and their positions in front of me, and has added pictures for you.
I know, awesome.
With the ones that I've chosen and I've sort of judged to be the fittest, and I hope they meet your approval.
How did you pick this? Because you've done well.
Well, actually, it became a sort of office activity. and so we've taken a number of opinions on this. It's been one of the most shallow events I've ever been part of.
Right.
But you know what? They get loads of coverage because these are some of the best players. These are Premier League footballers. They are some of the best players in the world, so they get loads of praise for their footballing skills. And also, do you know what? You're just picking your team in a different way.
Yeah.
It is fantasy football, after all, and you're kind of emphasising the fantasy part of it.
All right, I've got their faces in front of me and their names. Shall I go for it?
Well, maybe if you announce your team, and then if anyone would like to make suggested amendments or anything like that, they can get in touch.
Okay. Here they are. Carrius.
Yes.
Cresswell.
Yes.
Chamberlain.
Yes.
Giroud. Rochford. Morata. Ramsey. Winks. Eriksen. Kabe. Lovren. Stones. Shaw. Trippier. And Butland. My team. Yes. Come on, lads. You got to do well for me.
Scott Mills.
So Chris has got me into fantasy football by choosing me a team of really fit players.
This is really good, though, because now what I'm thinking we should do, because loads of people are really keen to get involved in this, perhaps I create a league now. And then if there is enough interest for this, I can just start adding people to the league, or maybe tweet out the league code or something. Then people can go join in.
Someone says,
certainly if there's a demand.
Someone says, you definitely have a type, don't you? Hashtag pretty boy.
Well, that's Yas FC. That's your team.
Yeah, I'm actually taking a picture of the team. I'm going to tweet it out in a minute.
You excited?
Yeah, I am actually. And people are coming up with new suggestions for more people. Is it Emre Can from Liverpool?
Yeah.
Just looked him up. Approve. Matty James from Leicester. Good looking bloke. And I've just looked up Craig Dawson from West Brom.
Okay.
All potentials, I think.
And within budget as well, so that could work.
Are they within budget?
I think so. I'm assuming so,
I'm so lost with this, but yeah.
We can make this work.
Scott Mills.
Now, I lent you something in Ibiza, and I asked for it back today, and you've lost it.
Well, it's a real problem. So I had a bit of a situation coming back where I woke up a little bit too late when I should have been going home, and I had an hour to get to the airport and to fly back home.
Right.
So I accidentally...
What time did you wake up?
11.
What time was your flight?
12.
Oh, my...
Honestly, you make that? Scott, it was worse than ever. I felt sick. Honestly, Scott, no more on this, because honestly, it stresses me out even thinking of it. I woke up late. It was an accident. And even the cab driver was like, you're not going to make this flight.
No.
But I managed to run. And anyway, look, I got there. I managed to make the flight. The only thing is I left some things behind.
Yes. Okay. So...
including my driving license. Really annoying.
Oh, my God.
Really annoying.
And something that I've only just obtained.
Your Waitrose card.
Yes. Now, I was so annoyed.
I was using that to operate the lights.
Yes. He was like, oh, I'm going to put one of my credit cards in. I was like, don't, because you'll lose it. So you know when you can put a card in, and it doesn't have to be the hotel key card. It can be just any card.
Because otherwise all the electricity turns off and that. I needed
to charge. So I was like, hey, I'll take this card. And I kind of thought to myself, I'm probably never going to see that again.
So anyway, it's still there. probably in the door.
Brilliant.
Oh,
have
not
you contacted
the hotel? I have, yeah. And I'm locked in a really odd discussion with them because they're refusing to send it back to me. What they're saying is if I send someone to go collect the thing, they'll happily give it to them, but they won't put it in the post themselves.
Well, so you've got to go back to Spain to get my Waitrose card.
So they're basically
card.
Saying I've got to go to Spain to get my driving licence and Waitrose card. So I'm not going to do that.
This is a classic Chris Stark special, isn't it, this
I'm
one?
Really sorry, and I know it annoys you.
Yeah. I'll get a free coffee with that. I only got it a week ago.
I'm really sorry about that, Scott.
Still in the door in Ibiza.
Scott Mills.
Phil the postie says he's in Ibiza next month. He can get your driving licence and my card.
No.
Can we also stop saying someone's doing well just because I got that card from that supermarket?
I'm just amazed it annoys you so much.
I just had it a week.
Soz.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.